What is your favorite Janet Jackson song that you're looking forward to watching her perform on tour?
Oh my gosh. Four, three, two. Dun, 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 dun. I know all of the moves. I got all of the songs. And literally, I love her song, Come Give Your Love to Me. That was her very first song. Okay. Love it. And all of the nasty, freaky songs Janet sings. We know she's a freak underneath. Them the ones I relate to the most.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Jalen Rose, and welcome to the Renaissance Man podcast, proudly presented by the New York Post. A show where we cover trends in fashion, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. This week's theme is Make History. It's the last week of Women's History Month, and I want to take this moment to honor the contributions of so many women in my life. My beloved late mother, Jeannie Cassandra Rose, Mary Bell Hicks, AKA Grammy, my angel on earth. We lost her at 103 years of age. My daughters, Mariah Christian, Gracie, doing very well. The sky's the limit for what they can achieve and their potential. Also, for their mom, Mari. As many of you know, I never met my biological father, and I have kids by a woman that I've never been married to. And here's what I'll say to you. In accepting happily the role of raising her son at the time, who was 7 when I met him, Ladarius, now he's an entrepreneur in the crypto space, the NIL space, and runs a company called Zora. We found a way to co-parent through good days and through bad days. So I'll say to you, if you never met one of your parents and you can make it right, try to make it right. If you're a parent that doesn't live with your kids for whatever reason, there's no substitute for time. And make sure you honor the person, him or her, that's there with them 24/7, 365. They see the entire schedule. They see all of the tears, and they understand the day to day. And I just wanted to acknowledge that because there are so many people out there that have the same situation as I do. And also my previous guests like Maria Taylor, Monique, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and so many more have all expressed on this very show how hard it can be to navigate through the world as a Black woman. I'm gonna keep the conversations going about this, and not just this month, 24/7, 365. Like Kobe Bryant said, I'm a girl dad, and it's important to me to celebrate these achievements and stories every day. My next guest this week is a trailblazer who earned her place in daytime TV through her humor, work ethic, and authenticity. Coming up, I talk to the Sherry Shepherd about growing up on the South Side of Chicago, the lessons she learned at the beginning of her career, and why it's so very important for her to spotlight other women in comedy on her daily hit talk show. Up next, Sherry Shepherd. Let's go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
My next guest got daytime on lock. Not only has she won an Emmy Award for being an amazing talk show host, she's also a comedian, actor, and best-selling author who brings her authentic and comedic perspective to daytime in her own, that's right, I said, her own nationally syndicated talk show, Sherry.
Jalen, hey!
What's happening?
Oh, man. Everything. I'm happy and grateful to say.
Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time. And there's more, by the way. You've won an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Talk Series. You secured a second Image Award for the classic Two Funny Mamas podcast, featuring the lovely and talented Kim Whitley. So yes, you're busy, busy, busy. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much. But, you know, busy is relative when you love what you do. Is it really work?
Yes, absolutely. And as a fellow Midwesterner, I did a little research. Tell me about growing up in Chicago and how it shaped who you are today.
Chicago. You know, it's funny when people say to me, oh, you so real. You down to earth. I go, I'm from the Chi. No, so no. I think, you know, being from the Midwest is like, we're just not the same way as, and not down in anybody from Los Angeles. But it's just, it's different. It is really, it has kept me humble from where I came up on the south side of Chicago. And that's where all my family is. And, you know, you got that family that tells you, you ain't all that. Stop with all of that. So I go home quite frequently.
Absolutely. And I want to drill down a little more. Tell me about your actual childhood, like your elementary school, middle school. What was it like? Your neighborhood? I know in order to get from point A to point B on the south side, you had to overcome a lot of landmines.
Oh my gosh, taking a CTA everywhere. My goodness. It's so funny growing up in Chicago. It just breeds like an independence. My mother used to send us to the store, Jalen, when we would have blizzards. I was 5 years old and my sister was three. My mother would give us a grocery list and $20 to go to Jules over in Chicago. And we would take the bus, the CTA, over to Jules, do our shopping and come right back. We played out in the streets and we had to be home before the lights came on. We would be riding bikes on the block. I am very adept at riding a bike and having somebody ride on my handlebars.
Oh, okay? Wow.
We did double dutch. We played hopscotch. We was always at Evergreen Park. And there was a little plaza called, it was Evergreen Plaza. We called it Everblack. And so we were always at the mall. You know, it was just, I had a really good time growing up, but you know, you had to get in your fights. Yep. I don't like it, but I swear it was like you being in Chicago, you had to do that. And my family was one, if they heard somebody was messing with Sherry, you had cousins, you had sisters, you had uncles. The Shepherds are known in Chicago.
Chi-Town, stand up. Absolutely. Don't mess with those Shepherds. If you know, you know.
I'm telling you, it's so many cousins. I got hundreds of cousins who run Chicago.
Yes, indeed. So what were some of the TV shows and who were some of the entertainers you grew up watching that made an impact on you growing up?
Oh, wow. Good Times. Easy credit ripoff. Good times. Shuffling and surviving.
Was
like the show Good Times. What's Happening? Mm-hmm. We used to watch all the time. I remember Coolie High was like the movie, the classic, you know. And so it was very important to my family that we got together. We would watch TV together. And you too young to remember this, but I remember when Disney would only show a movie once on a Sunday.
Wow.
And we got in front of the TV and we would watch, you know, like, what's that movie with the Cocker Spaniel? Remember that movie with the Cocker Spaniel? The daggone dog that was running around? I don't remember what the name of that movie was. But we watch all the Disney movies, Cinderella. And but those are the movies, the TV shows that I remember. I love sitcoms. I just love them. The Dick Van Dyke Show, anything that made me laugh, I loved.
And also, it seems like TV has changed a lot. As you name some of those shows that I love as well, like Good Times and What's Happening and then the Jeffersons. Like so many stories within stories, but got a chance to see Black people in particular in different levels of our glory. Was that inspiring for you?
It really was, you know, because I got to see people who look like me, who went through the same problems that I did. I mean, my friend in my head was, you know, was like Thelma from Good Times and you know, Bernadette Stannis. That was like the first sex symbol that I saw.
Agreed.
Was Bernadette Stannis. I used to say, oh my gosh, she's so pretty. So representation does matter. These shows. And then as I got older, gosh, watching the Jamie Foxx show and Martin, I never missed an episode of either of those shows.
Classics. Living Color is another one.
The
Change the Game, Chappelle's Show. Talk about how comedy has continued to progress over the years.
Oh, I think it's made such a great progression because the people that we grew up with now, they've gone on to different things. Jamie Foxx is now a movie star. You know, Martin is a movie star. So it has opened up the door for even more actors. I'm looking at shows like Harlem and I'm going, these are new faces that I have not seen before. You know, Run the World, these shows that are coming out. I'm looking at even more comics that didn't come from TV. They came from the internet. I'm looking at the B. Simones and the Just Hilariouses, you know, and, you know, the King Shuler. So it's so much comedy coming out. I think it's even more new faces. And I'm loving seeing everybody. Much room here. It's a lot of room here.
Yes, it is. It is. And just imagine you landed your first acting gig in 1995.
I did?
Yes. Tell me what it was like at the beginning of your career and what were the lessons you learned from that period of your life?
You know what? I learned about the struggle because before I landed my first sitcom, and I think that was Cleghorn with Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live and Ellen Cleghorn. Even before that, I started stand-up comedy in like 89. And I just remember the struggle and going to comedy clubs and bombing and getting heckled. I remember Cat Williams had a room in Compton and he would put me up and I'd be like, Cat, I'm scared. There's no such thing as being scared. You get up there and you do it. And I remember doing those clubs and getting tough and getting better and getting confident. You know, boy, I used to get heckled. D.L. Hughley was like, get back up on that stage. So it taught me. It taught me to have a thick skin. It taught me not to take anything personal. It taught me to be tough and persevere and just push through.